Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Eli Siegel joins us. He's the real estate reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome for the first time to the program Eli Siegel. He is the real estate reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So you just got back from Florida. Boy, are your arms tired, right? But seriously, though, you were there for a big conference. Tell us what you learned.
Yeah, I was there for the National Association of Real Estate Editors Conference. It was held at a hotel in downtown Miami, and they had panel discussions. You know, again, this wasn't, you know, focused on any particular market. It was really focused on national trends in residential and commercial real estate. So we heard a lot from economists, forecasting what they expect to happen in the housing market across the U.S. next year. What's been going on this past year with the crazy housing boom that cities across the country have been seeing, including here in Vegas and I believe up in Reno as well.
Sure.
And then a lot of discussions about commercial real estate too. While I was there, I interviewed her name is Hilda Perez Alvarado. She's the global CEO of Jones Lang LaSalle's Hotels and Hospitality Group. And she talked about the hotel industry and just how devastated it was by COVID and by the pandemic. You know, the pandemic obviously basically shut off tourism around the country, if not around the world, for quite a while. Economically, you know, Las Vegas in particular was just devastated by the fallout from the pandemic. Obviously, it wasn't alone, but I do believe the economic pain was far worse here than it was in other cities, just because of the heavy dependence Las Vegas has on tourism and casinos and conventions to fuel the whole economy down here in Southern Nevada. So, you know, at one point our unemployment rate down here was over 30%, which is really just staggering when you think about it. And she talked about, you know, around the world, how tourism shut off. There was a record high amount of mortgage delinquencies among hotel owners. The pipeline of sales and construction effectively shut off. So there were, you know, things like that we heard about at the conference.
It's interesting to look at the hotel industry because, you know, what's happened from all the reports I'm receiving is that with the worker shortage and the lack of income, the properties became much more efficient. And all of the things that they learned from what they had to deal with during COVID has now resulted in them being far more profitable but needing less employees. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yeah, we heard that too, you know, down at the conference, and I've heard that elsewhere too, that a lot of the hotel operators have learned to, you know, sort of get back to normal, so to speak, with much fewer staff. Now, I think the issue though that they might run into down the road is when they're really back at, when they're really fully operational again, because as far as I know, a lot of them aren't right now because of conventions. You know, conventions still aren't back to what they were before the pandemic. I know at least here in Las Vegas, you know, we've seen maybe a half dozen or more, you know, significant trade shows and it's really only been within the last 5 or 6 months. And so that component of the tourism industry is still, you know, below what it was before the pandemic upended everybody's lives. So, you know, I think we'll get a better idea in the next year or so when the hotels, or if the hotels are fully operational, what their staffing levels are going to be.
Yeah, and you know, the number of people that are willing to come back, you know, and to work in those. We were just traveling around the Bay Area recently, and it was interesting to note that there were a lot of places that weren't open on Mondays and Tuesdays because they just didn't have the staffing to be in, maintain a 7 day a week, you know, schedule.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a lot of discussion during COVID about it's never coming back. People are not going to travel. People are not going to go to conventions. They're not going to go to in-person meetings. And it was funny in talking, or listening rather, I shouldn't say talking to, the head of United Airlines. He said that if there's a sales pitch and one person does their pitch by Zoom, the other person comes in person, and the one who came in person gets the deal, everybody will be back to flying in person. Is that the general feeling that you're hearing?
I haven't heard that specifically, but I know just looking at the numbers, right? The overall visitor levels here to Las Vegas are still, you know, I think year to date, still about 6 or 7% below what they were during the same period in 2019 before the pandemic started, which might be a head scratcher when you think about it, because when you walk the Strip, when you walk through the Fremont Street Experience in downtown, when you're at McCarran Airport, there are just massive crowds everywhere.
Right.
The place is just, when you look at it and you walk it and you drive it, it feels like the place is booming. But again, conventions are not back. That used to be a very, you know, not as much, obviously conventions are a smaller component of overall visitation than leisure travel, but it's still very large and it's very lucrative for a lot of companies here. And that still is not even close to what it was before the pandemic. So that's why the numbers show a shortfall, even though, you know, but again, most of the people coming here, it seems, are here for vacations or getaways. So.
Right, but you know, when you look at 6 or 7% of what is a huge amount, yeah, it's a big number, but I mean, that's an easily recoverable number when things get back to normal. And you're seeing an increasing profitability with the gaming companies, because of course it's not just gaming, it's all the other things in there. And we just come off the end of NFR. There was no shortage of cowboys in town.
Right.
So I think that people, that there's this pent-up desire to get back out, and people are enjoying it, so.
Yeah, and that's what one of the things that Hilda was talking about on the panel down in Miami was, you know, leisure demand, domestic travel. You know, not just in the United States, but around the world, domestic travel is just going through the roof because people, they want to get out of their house, they want to travel, they want to explore they want to get out and vacation. But again, there have been a lot of international travel restrictions. You know, we talked about conventions not being back to what they were. So that's why you still see that shortfall. And, you know, it remains to be seen how easy it is to bridge that gap and recover what's missing so far. But they're narrowing the gap for sure. It's a lot. You know, I think, you know, this time a year ago, you know, the visitation was vastly below what it was before the pandemic.
Sure.
And it's come up a lot since then.
Yeah, and I was talking to some people who run properties up in Northern Nevada recently, and they said that they were turning down 500 person groups because they had enough staff to handle 500 people, they didn't have enough staff to handle 2 500 groups. So it's not like the business isn't out there wanting to come, it's now, can we get the people back to be able to operate things?
Yeah.
But let's take a break, we'll come back and we got to talk about residential and commercial real estate, which is just insane. We'll be right back.
Calamity, it lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eli Siegel. He's the real estate reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So let's start out with residential in Southern Nevada, because residential in Northern Nevada is completely insane. I mean, we are short a minimum of 5,000 houses a year for the next 10 years. So what does it look like here?
Yeah, the market has just gone absolutely haywire over the last year, year and a half. You know, I think like most cities, at least initially when the pandemic started, the housing market here really screeched to a halt in a lot of ways. You know, there was a big drop in the pipeline of sales. Prices never fell, but the pipeline of contracts, you know, sales contracts that were underway, closed transactions, all of those fell very sharply for a couple of months. So there was a big drop for a little bit. Things kind of evened out, and market regained its footing. And then all of a sudden, around July or August of 2020, things just started heating up. And you know, we saw a huge acceleration in sales velocity, sales volume, and prices above. You know, more than anything, you know, prices. They basically the Las Vegas area has seen a near uninterrupted streak of record prices every month for the last year and a half.
Okay, so what's driving this? Is this, once again, Californians moving to Southern Nevada, coming in with cash and driving it up? Or is it investors, because we saw Blackstone during the recession, right, buying up thousands of homes?
The biggest underlying reason behind all of it is cheap money. You know, mortgage rates have been at rock bottom levels, at levels that economists who have been tracking this for decades have never seen before.
Right.
The interest rates have just been incredibly low. That has allowed people who have kept their jobs to take advantage of what many people call a historic opportunity to buy a house at extremely low borrowing costs. And so a lot of people have pounced on that. You know, a lot of people clearly lost their jobs during the pandemic. Most of it was heavily concentrated in service sectors. And people who kept their jobs, a lot of that were white-collar workers, office workers, people who just started working from home and, you know, probably earn on average a better salary than a service sector worker who did lose their job during the pandemic. So you had a lot of people who were still able to buy a house, jumped on these super low mortgage rates, and that's really what's been fueling at least the craziness here in Southern Nevada. California transplants, you know, Las Vegas has always been a big receiver for people moving here from Southern California in particular. That's probably been the biggest source of newcomers, certainly the biggest source of tourism. It's probably the biggest source of people who move here as well. That increased, for sure. Everyone I've talked to who works in residential real estate, everyone says there are definitely more California buyers than usual for what we've seen during the pandemic. And a lot of that is driven by the super low mortgage rates and also people working from home. You know, you've had this, you know, widespread work from home arrangements that a lot of companies have. Review Journal, where I work, we're still working from home. Companies around the globe, you know, sent their people home when COVID started and shut their offices. So people have no commute. And so a lot of people moved here from more expensive markets, including Southern California, Seattle, so forth, bought a bigger home for less money, and they're just working from their house because they don't have to commute to an office anymore. So that's been a component for sure. There have been, you know, Southern Nevada has historically had a lot of investors who have come in either to buy homes to rent out or to buy homes to flip. It's tough to say whether there's more than usual during the pandemic, but it has been very strong during the pandemic. There's no doubt about that. But I think the underlying factor behind all this, again, are the super low mortgage rates.
All right, so with what we're seeing with inflation at this point and the Fed's response to it, the potential over the next year is for interest rates to rise. How much of an interest rise rate would there have to be to slow this down in Southern Nevada?
It's tough to say because obviously it hasn't happened yet. So I think we'd have to see how high rates go to see how much, you know, how much of an effect that has on people's borrowing costs and their appetite to buy a new house. So I think that remains to be seen. You know, everyone I've talked to says uniformly higher mortgage rates would be the thing that would slow down the housing market. Because obviously, you know, huge job losses didn't affect the housing market at all like it did 10 or 11 years ago. You know, we had historically high unemployment rates here in Southern Nevada, and the housing market was just going bonkers. So that didn't matter at all, really. So I think the mortgage rates, that's going to be the big factor. But it's interesting, though, over the last year, we have seen some periods where the rates go up, they go down. And even when the rates go up a little bit, the housing market hasn't slowed down. You know, probably the last couple of months, at least here in Vegas, we've seen the market kind of cool off a little bit, but that could be more of a seasonal thing because housing markets tend to slow down around the fall and the holiday season anyway. So that could just be a normal cyclical thing. But as far as like really slamming the brakes, that has not happened for a year and a half.
What are you seeing from the builders? Are the builders still going gung-ho in terms of building homes? And do they have the workforce to be able to do that?
There is definitely a ton of home construction going on here in Las Vegas. Mostly for single-family detached housing, which has historically been the best-selling product for builders here in the Valley. What I do hear is that they have slowed down, you know, the rate that they're releasing lots to buyers because of supply shortages and higher, materials costs for themselves. Labor has been an issue for a long time. That, you know, obviously that hasn't gone away during the pandemic. I know, you know, coming out of the Great Recession, there was a lot. You know, the construction labor market had, you know, shrank drastically from what it was during the mid-2000s real estate bubble. So I think builders for several years now, at least here in Vegas, they've been dealing with labor shortages, you know, off and on for quite a while now. Has not gone away, certainly over the last year and a half. But I think the bigger issue, at least the sense I get, are higher materials costs, supply shortages, and all the supply chain issues that people have been hearing about affecting everything, toys, Christmas gifts, the whole deal.
What I'm hearing is that that home builders who have projects already approved are pulling back on construction because they've got to reprice everything to accommodate the rising prices of the commodities.
I haven't heard that they're pulling back from starting, but I do know that over the last...
Well, in terms of the pricing, I guess.
Yeah,
I should say.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I do know over the last year or so, you know, we regularly have seen builders raise their prices. You know, it's been a very steady increase. You know, I think a lot of that has to do with the demand. There's just, you know, very fierce demand from buyers, and they're able, and the builders, they know that a lot of people are out there looking for houses and they can get higher prices from them. But, you know, there's definitely a component of it too that comes from their own higher costs and their own ability to make a profit. So I think there are a couple factors at play. So.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll turn our attention to commercial properties after this time out.
Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eli Siegel. He's the real estate reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So I was having a conversation the other day with a commercial realtor in Northern Nevada, and they were talking about the prices, because the prices have definitely gone up. And they said to me that the pricing has now increased as much, well, not as much, but is on the way to being as much as the home prices in terms of commercial real estate, which had certainly lagged behind. Is that something you're seeing here too, as more companies are moving to Southern Nevada?
I have not heard that being an issue down here. You know, everything I've heard having to do with pricing and affecting the construction pipeline has to, you know, relates to home builders. So I've not heard that for commercial projects. That being said, we are still seeing a lot of commercial development here in Las Vegas, in particular industrial development. You know, there was a ton of warehouse construction going on for the last 6-7 years probably in Southern Nevada, before the pandemic, and that has not stopped in any way, shape, or form. You know, I think the office market has probably faced the most questions from the pandemic, because a lot of people have, you know, are still working from home, you know, even today. But again, we're actually seeing a fair amount of speculative office development here in Las Vegas. Retail development, not so much, but that sector has been hit by a lot of, you know, they faced a lot of issues even before the pandemic because of Amazon and the shift to online shopping and so forth. But again, with warehouse development, that shift to online shopping has fueled a right. huge increase in warehouse development, because, you know, these products have to come from somewhere and they come out of warehouses. And with people during the pandemic staying home and not shopping in malls, at least initially, and probably can, you know, there's just been a huge increase, even more so before the pandemic, you know, huge increase in online shopping during the pandemic. And so that's fueled a lot of demand for more distribution space, at least here in Southern Nevada. And so we've seen a lot of new warehouse projects get announced, people break ground, pull permits. I mean, that has not stopped at all.
Apex, it looks like the infrastructure is finally getting there to where it needs to be. Are you hearing a lot of noise about people wanting to get into Apex at this point?
There's probably more news about Apex in the last year or so than there has been for quite a while. But I don't, you know, we've seen a couple new projects get announced, a couple sizable projects get announced. But the issue with Apex has always been a lack or steep shortage of basically utility service. It's just raw desert out there for the most part. The city of North Las Vegas, I think a couple years ago now, started building a water pipeline to actually bring water out there. And I remember, I think the press release from the city when they announced that a groundbreaking had been held for this water pipeline said something to the effect of decades old problem solved, water coming to Apex. Right. And you know, Apex, as one broker described it to me, has been a history of land flips. People coming in, you know, unlike the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park up in Northern Nevada, the land ownership in Apex is heavily fragmented. You have multiple owners owning several different parcels scattered around Apex. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many different landowners are up there. So that makes developing anything in a contiguous fashion, you know, probably next to impossible. And so we have seen some projects lately. The biggest project that was supposed to come to Apex is a name that a lot of people here in Vegas know, is Faraday Future.
Right.
They were supposed to build, you know, the Governor Sandoval called a special session to approve a huge incentive package for them. They were going to build, I forget the square footage, I think over 1 million square foot.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, you know, car factory, that never happened. So that was a big blow, at least on paper, to Apex.
It was the one time that Dan Schwartz was 100% correct.
Yeah, no, he was sounding a lot of alarms about, you know, he had a lot of concerns about about Faraday. But yeah, there has been more activity out there, probably because of the water pipeline, but also few of the projects I know of in Apex are at the very southern edge of Apex, not, you know, north of, you know, into the heart of Apex. So the projects that I've seen are closer to kind of the edge of North Las Vegas.
I know that it's a long ways out, but is there discussion about Ivanpah. I mean, Southern Nevada Water Authority is not only going to be helping to supply water to Apex, but also down towards the Ivanpah area.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an area of huge growth in the future.
Yeah. My understanding of that south, you know, that's that region south of the Las Vegas Valley heading down toward California. There have been plans for, I don't know, 15, 20 years to build an airport down there. Obviously, nothing's happened yet. But
Marilyn Kirkpatrick says before she's done on the county commission, it'll be operational.
Yeah.
Others doubt that, but I would never argue with Marilyn.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, like I said, that plan's been on the books for quite a while to build a reliever airport down there. But, you know, I believe maybe a couple of years ago there was discussion to expand the BLM's disposal boundary, where basically opening up more federal land to private development, heavily concentrated along the I-15 corridor down to Southern California. My understanding is that, because I remember talking to developers at the time that was being discussed, and this was before the pandemic, you know, everyone thought that industrial would make the most sense down there as you head south toward California. So again, I don't think I'm not aware of any movement lately to actually open that land up for sale to private developers, but you know, who knows, could happen.
It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Please come back. You're a man with good energy. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me here.
You are very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.